This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Violence between Israel and Palestine entered its second week on Monday. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes during the early morning hours. The Israeli military says it is targeting tunnels used by Hamas in several commanders' homes. The attack followed comments Sunday by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he was not planning any immediate end to deadly airstrikes on Gaza. He spoke the same day that Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. It was the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and Hamas. Hamas launched rockets from civilian areas in Gaza toward Israeli civilian areas Sunday morning. One hit a synagogue in Ashkelon, a southern city, hours before evening services for the Jewish holiday of Shavuot. No injuries were reported. Since the fighting began 1 week ago, at least 197 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 58 children, according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 10 Israelis have been killed in the rocket attacks, including a six-year-old. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Denmark for talks Monday about economic, security, and climate issues. The top diplomat will also discuss the Biden administration's ongoing push to boost ties with U.S. allies. Monday, he met with Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Queen Margrethe II was scheduled to tour a quantum materials lab at the University of Copenhagen. After Denmark, Blinken heads to Reykjavik, Iceland, where he will take part in the Arctic Council ministerial meeting. This is VOA News.